For a few days, all of Gion did indeed come through our Okia, or so it seemed, and we had to feed tea and sweets to all of them. Mother and Auntie received the mistresses of the various tea houses and Okia, as well as a number of maids who were acquainted with Granny. Also shopkeepers, wig makers, and hairdressers, most of whom were men, and of course, dozens and dozens of geisha. The older geisha knew Granny from her working days, but the younger ones had never even heard of her. They came out of respect for Mother, or, in some cases, because they had a relationship of one kind or another with Hatsumomo. My job during this busy period was to show visitors into the reception room, where Mother and Auntie were waiting for them. It was a distance of only a few steps, but the visitors couldn't very well show themselves in, and besides, I had to keep track of which faces belonged to which shoes, for it was my job to take the shoes to the maid's room to keep the entryway from being too cluttered, and then bring them back again at the proper moment. I had trouble with this at first. I couldn't peer right into the eyes of our visitors without seeming rude, but a simple glimpse of their faces wasn't enough for me to remember them. Very soon, I learned to look closely at the kimono they wore. On about the second or third afternoon, the door rolled open, and in came a kimono that at once struck me as the loveliest I'd seen any of our visitors wear. It was somber because of the occasion, a simple black robe bearing a crest, but its pattern of green and gold grasses sweeping around the hem was so rich-looking, I found myself imagining how astounded the wives and daughters of the fishermen back in Yoroido would be to see such a thing. The visitor had a maid with her as well, which made me think perhaps she was the mistress of a tea-house or okia, because very few geisha could afford such an expense. While she looked at the tiny Shinto shrine in our entryway, I took the opportunity to steal a peek at her face. It was such a perfect oval that I thought at once of a certain scroll in Auntie's room showing an ink painting of a courtesan from the Heian period 1,000 years earlier. She wasn't as striking a woman as Hatsumomo, but her features were so perfectly formed that at once I began to feel even more insignificant than usual. And then, suddenly, I realized who she was. Mameha, the geisha whose kimono Hatsumomo had made me ruin. What had happened to her kimono wasn't really my fault, but still, I would have given up the robe I was wearing not to run into her. I lowered my head to keep my face hidden while I showed her and her maid into the reception room. I didn't think she would recognize me, since I felt certain she hadn't seen my face when I'd returned the kimono, and even if she had, 2 years had passed since then. The maid who accompanied her now wasn't the same young woman who'd taken the kimono from me that night and whose eyes had filled with tears. Still, I was relieved when the time came for me to bow and leave them in the reception room.